Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. You've got your daily Bible reading for July 9th, 2019, looking at the first portion of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were deceived and somehow led away to mute idols. Therefore, I am informing you that no one speaking by God's Spirit says, "A curse be upon Jesus," and no one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except by the Holy Spirit. There are various kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of ministries, and yet the same Lord. There are various kinds of activity, but the same God, who produces all of them in everyone. Each person is given a manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one person, a message of wisdom is given by the Spirit. To another, a message of knowledge, as the same Spirit produces it. By the same Spirit, faith is given to someone else. And to another, the same Spirit gives healing gifts. Another is given powers to do miracles. Another, the gift of prophecy. Another, the evaluating of spirits. Someone else, different kinds of tongues. And another, the interpretation of tongues. One and the same Spirit produces all of these, distributing them to each one individually as he desires. This is the word of our God. As Paul takes up the next topic and the next question, the next major issue, really, from the Corinthians, we see that chapters 12, 13, and 14 are all one unit. It's kind of an ABA kind of a structure, if you remember that. First, he introduces the topic of spiritual gifts, and he's going to expound on that a little bit in the rest of the chapter. Then kind of that middle section, chapter 13, the chapter on love, is really about, and especially its placement there, is about the proper use of spiritual gifts. And it has to be done in love. And there's no place for competition. There's no place for jealousy or anger, especially among Christians. And the Christian love that we're talking about there in chapter 13 understands that the whole purpose, that it's all about Jesus, right? That the whole purpose of God giving these gifts is so that the body of believers may be built up. Not so that I can say, well, I am more important, and that my gift or whatever it is more important than yours. By no means. So then chapter 14, he's going to come back to the same topic of spiritual gifts. And when he introduces the topic here in chapter 12, the beginning part of chapter 12, again, Paul starts out gently. I do not want you to be uninformed. Somehow, when you were pagans, you were deceived and led away to mute idols. And so he's saying, I understand that you probably don't have a whole lot of background, a whole lot of understanding about spiritual gifts, and that's okay. So let me explain. He takes them at the, and just kind of assumes the lowest baseline as a starting point. And he says, well, I know that you came from this background and you probably weren't taught about it. And you're smart people that, you know, somehow you were led away to worshiping mute idols who don't talk, obviously. But now we've come to worship the true God, the living God. And this is what he does. Verse 3. This one who is a living God has chosen to speak. He is not a mute idol. He is a speaking living God. No one who is speaking by God's Spirit says, "A curse be upon Jesus," and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. And what he's saying here is talking about the worship service in particular, where different people would be able to stand up and talk about the revelation that they had received or the speaking in tongues. It doesn't happen very often, but it apparently happened somewhat regularly there in Corinth, at least until the Bible was finished, was written down. We'll talk about speaking in tongues a little bit later on. But the main point here is that no one can say, "A curse be upon Jesus," or "Jesus is Lord," except by the Holy Spirit. And that if somebody says those things, what they say will give you some indication of where they're speaking and their speech is coming from. And so Paul says, In verses 4 through 6, you know, there's kind of a three-part description here. Various kinds of gifts, the same Spirit. Different kinds of ministries, the same Lord. Various kinds of activity, the same God. And kind of a, you know, a good strong allusion to the Trinity there that we have. And when he's talking about these gifts and these ministries and activity, what he's really saying is that God is an active God. That he's not, you know, one of those mute idols that we just go to the temple and then go on your way. No, God is an active God, and he wants to accomplish good things through you. And so he gives these various gifts for the common good. And as we'll see a little bit later in this chapter, that these gifts are not necessarily, you know, extravagant things like speaking in tongues and working miracles and raising the dead. Not necessarily. Has God provided those gifts? Yes, he has, especially at the early portion of his church's history, his New Testament church. And also, he appears to step in and do miraculous things like that, especially when his church is on the verge of collapse. Because you might think that, you know, miracles have happened a whole ton of times throughout believers' history, throughout Christian history. But miracles have really only happened at two major times. At the time of the Exodus, at the time of Elijah and Elisha. Those are the two major times in the Old Testament, and for the most part, they didn't happen outside of those times. And in both places, God steps in to demonstrate who he is, to defend his honor, and to verify the message that his prophets are saying. At the time of Elijah, Elijah is opposing wicked King Ahab and Ahaz and Jezebel. And Baal worship has almost consumed the entire nation of Israel. You might remember Elijah running off after Elijah and the prophets of Baal at the top of Mount Carmel. And Elijah's like, I'm the only one left. And now they want to kill me too. What's up with that? What gives, God? And God's like, I reserve 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal. Probably a literal number there. Anyway, and then at the time of Jesus, Jesus does miracles. And in the early Christian church, where God steps in to defend his honor, to prove who he is, and to verify the apostles' message. But he hasn't done a whole lot outside of that. There are accounts, even from our own missionaries, of miracles that God obviously had done during their own personal ministries or their own ministries in different countries around the world. But what you see there is mostly at places and at times where it's an important time, where either the church is on the verge of collapsing, or if a false impression and a false God is continued to give some leeway, then the people will just give up on the Christianity thing in entirety. There's one story that I know of from, I think, Southeast Asia, where a man who had been, you know, basically unable to walk, and his legs were, you know, not muscular at all because he hadn't been walking for years. And our missionary was standing there and prayed, and then before his eyes, the muscles grew on the legs, and the legs just kind of, you know, filled out, and the man was able to stand up and walk. There are cases like that. But what God is doing is building up his church. Verse 7, each person is given a manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. And the gifts that Paul talks about here are, you know, a message of wisdom, a message of knowledge, faith, or the healing gifts, power due to miracles, prophecy, evaluating spirit, different kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues. But the main point is that the Spirit does this to build up his people. And so, even though these are really cool things, and we would maybe wish to have more of them, or all of them, that he lists here, this is an exhaustive list, but it provides a good representative sampling. Even though we might wish to have more, at the same time, we recognize that the purpose isn't to get distracted by these gifts and how great and wonderful and marvelous they are, but the purpose is for the building up of God's people. One and the same Spirit produces all of these, and this manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good, and these gifts are distributed to each one individually as he desires. So as you go about your day, just more broadly, when we talk about gifts, think about the people that you worship with, and think about the particular interests, talents, and abilities that you have. And maybe the fact that we kind of overlap one another, where somebody else is really good at something that I'm not. And you might be able to say the same thing. Or where we have people who are involved and engaged in our ministry and, you know, serving with VBS coming up in a couple of weeks here. And they can step in and do those things. Maybe that's not your cup of tea, but you're really good with numbers or something like that. Thank God for that, because he's brought you into this body of believers that has a diversity of gifts, and together we work together so that Jesus may be glorified and each one of us may be built up. As you go about your day, God bless. You can find us Wednesday evenings, 7 p.m. at 2250 South Hollandsylvania Road. Also Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. at the same place. Could also tune in at YouTube. Just search for Resurrection Mommy. God bless your day.